Hi, I'm Ray Keating, and this is Free Enterprise. In 3 minutes in this 192nd episode, we're going to follow up on a point made in our previous episode regarding the U.S. labor force. Specifically, we're going to look at possible reasons for a decline in labor force participation among males 25 to 54 years old, which are prime working years. Now, as noted previously, the male participation rate has been steadily and rather dramatically declining since at least 1960, going from 97.1% in 1960 to 88.6% in 2022. So, what are possible reasons discussed among economists? An analysis from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City in part concluded, and I quote, "The non-participation rate increased the most for men in the 25 to 34 age group and for men with a high school degree, some college, or an associate's degree. In 1996, the most common situation prime age men reported during their non-participation was a disability or illness, while the least common situation was retirement. While the share of prime age men reporting a disability or illness as their situation during non-participation declined by 2016, this share still accounted for nearly half of all non-participating prime age men," close quote. Wow. And with this disability factor, you have to keep in mind that fraud in the disability system is a real issue, a real problem. Now, other stories have reported other trends and similar trends, including disabilities and illnesses, a decline in male educational attainment, delayed family formation, as married men are more likely to participate in the labor force than men who are not married. Males with records, that is, who have been in prison, males living with and receiving financial support from family members, and increased substance abuse. Now, there are some economists and other analysts who put forward the idea of, you know, a kind of restructuring of industries and the economy have forced these males out of the workforce. But given the enormous demand for labor, that is for, you know, the opportunity for jobs and jobs being filled at higher rates by immigrants, for example, this assertion really seems like a stretch. A final point is cultural. And it goes beyond the marriage factor. So the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond noted the following, quote, "Data from the 2019 American Time Use Survey show that men without employment spend just 49 minutes more each day than full-time employed men on household activities, and they spend even less time than full-time employed men on caring for household members. By far, the largest difference in time use between working and non-working men is the amount of time spent on leisure and sports. In fact, non-working males spend over 3.6 more hours per day on these activities than men with full-time employment," close quote. Now, to put this all in further perspective, economist Nicholas Eberstadt has estimated that some 7 million working-age males simply have dropped out of the labor force. Thanks for listening. By the way, please pick up the paperback or Kindle edition of my book, The Weekly Economist, 52 Quick Reads to Help You Think Like an Economist. Pre-order The Weekly Economist 2, 52 more quick reads to help you think like an economist, and perhaps get copies for others in your life, especially high school and college students. Please like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on Twitter at Free Enterprise 7, and subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Take care, and hey, think more like an economist.